gets carefully. You are listening to the MPZ Law Firm Show. Immigration woes, visa serve knows. US and Canadian immigration and nationality lawyers who speak your language.
Welcome back. Interpreting and explaining immigration law and what it means for you with the lawyers from the NPZ Law Group, a full service immigration and nationality law firm right here in New Jersey, New York, Indiana, India and Canada. And with 20 years of legal experience, Snehal Batra is managing attorney at NPZ's Raritan office. Hello, Snehal.
Hi, Vijaya. Namaste. Kemcho.
Kemcho. Tame kemcho. Hun saru chu. So, Snehal, explain to me what are the age-based exemptions to English and civics requirements for the naturalization exam and what really is a medical disability waiver?
Yes, Vijaya, absolutely. So, you know, when an applicant applies for naturalization or citizenship, they have to pass the naturalization test, which means they have to speak, read, and write basic English and have an understanding of the US history and government. And depending on your age and how long you've been a green card holder, you may qualify for an exemption of the English requirement, the civics requirement, or both. So the age-based exemptions include if you are at the time of filing 50 years of age or older and have been a permanent resident for at least 20 years, or if you're 55 and older and have been a permanent resident for at least 15 years, for both of these, you do not have to take the English language test. Okay, you do have to take the civics test, but you can take in the language of your choice. Now, if you're 65 years and older and have lived as a permanent resident for at least 20 years, you don't have to take the English test as well, and you can take the civics test in the language of your choice. And there's a special civics test for those over 65. Now, there's also a medical exception to the English requirement or the civics test. Okay, this is not age related or the length of your green card status. Okay, so for example, if you have an applicant who's 58 years old and has only been a green card holder for like 11 years, let's say, there is a medical disability exception. Okay, they can still apply for naturalization, but they're asking the Immigration Service to basically waive the English and civics portion of the exam. Okay, they don't have to fulfill that exam because they have either a physical or developmental disability or mental impairment. And if that's the case, then they have to file what's called a medical certification for disability. Okay, and it has to be completed within 6 months of filing your naturalization application, you know, before you file, and then it's submitted with your naturalization application. There's no fee, and only certain medical professionals are allowed to complete the form, like medical doctor, clinical psychologist, doctors of osteopathy. But what is a medical disability? You know, clients call all the time and say, well, you know, I have my mother is very old. She has a hard time, you know, speaking English. She's been here for a long time. Can we get a doctor to submit this form? So it's not as simple as that. We don't make that determination. In fact, immigration also does not make that determination. They can't second guess the doctor. The doctor has to show that there is some type of what the disability is, what the impairment is, and that the applicant cannot successfully complete the civics and English requirement. You know, there has to be some type of clinical diagnosis of the condition. And in fact, the form requires them to list the actual DSM code, and they have to explain what is the disability. Generally, what we see is individuals who have some kind of cognitive impairment, like dementia, Alzheimer's, which would prevent them from learning, you know, the English or civics portion. And that, you know, this type of impairment is expected to last or has lasted at least 12 months or more. So these are the things that the doctor has to certify. And importantly, the Immigration Service, again, they have to accept the medical professional's diagnosis. They can't second guess the doctor or ask the applicant for their own evaluation, you know. So unless they determine that there is some type of finding of doubt or credibility, misrepresentation or something like that, you know, they're not able to second guess the doctor. So one of the things I do want to say is that also, if there is such a case where the individual is unable or has a hard time, they also have accommodations based on disability. So if somebody is, let's say, blind and needs Braille or sign language, immigration does allow for reasonable accommodations, and they are actually very accommodating. Mm-hmm. So,
okay,
very good to speak to an attorney to go over these.
Very good to speak to an attorney, and of course, doctor knows best.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So there you have it. If you're looking to secure a green card, citizenship, Canadian immigration, adjustment of status, H-1B visas, marriage cases, just go to NPC Law Group by logging on to visaserve.com or calling them at 201-670-0006.